What's up, you guys? I'm Ayana Hanaya, and this is Ayana Hanaya in Your Business.
So let's just jump right into season two, shall we? I know season one has been very spaced out, 2019 to 2021. And if you have been following me on Instagram and on YouTube, you know that I had a lot going on from 2019 to 2021. I feel like we all did, right? So I was like, all right, I need to just take a break on some stuff and get my life together and circle back to things when I can. And honestly, I had forgot about my podcast. And I have been getting emails like, hey, when are you going to put out another podcast episode? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, I was doing that. And it's crazy because in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm probably not going to do it. And I have had so many conversations with different people over the last, I want to say 2 or 3 weeks about podcasts. And I was like, you know what? Let me just shoot for it again, because why not? So I don't know. I feel like I want to keep it fun for me. And if it's fun for me, then it may also be fun for my audience. When I say fun, I just mean like talking about whatever I want. I don't think that I really want to have very specific seasons, you know, on, oh, this whole season about how to start your business, this whole season about motherhood. I think I just want to kind of go into it just freely and open and having fun. And whatever we talk about, whatever episode, we just talk about. And if you don't want to hear it, you can just go to another episode, you know? So I think that's how it's going to be from going forward. And I feel like that's going to be a lot of fun. And that way, there's going to be so much more that, you know, we can discuss with each other. And we won't have to wait for seasons to hear about a topic. Today, I want to talk about my blog. So I wrote a blog on October 26, 2021. And it's like a 3-minute read. So if you want to go to my website and check it out, you can. And basically, the blog was about me realizing that I could do something. It was very simple, but it was also a big deal, right? I'm going to read the very beginning of it, and then I'll explain. So the beginning said, I just cried for about 20 minutes, like sobbing. Pathetic, right? I'm really not a crier, and I feel so stupid anytime I do cry. I'm actually crying typing this, but for whatever reason, after staring out my window, crying for what seemed like forever, I jumped up and thought, I'm going to write about this. So here I am, writing about it. I told myself when I have moments, I'd write about them. I don't think I've ever blogged about them, but oh well. So that's how it starts. And honestly, since that moment, I haven't written about a moment either. But I guess that's good. I really haven't had too many moments to write about. But the reason why I want to talk about this blog is because after I wrote and published this blog, I got so many emails and DMs. Okay. Let's be realistic. When I say so many, I want to say I got about 70. So I feel like that's a lot, right? I got about 70 total emails and DMs basically saying, oh my gosh, I went through something similar. Or, oh my goodness, I can't believe that, you know, you had a moment like this. Or, oh my goodness, thank you for writing this. It really made me feel like I'm not alone. So I guess let's recap about what the whole blog was about, right? I can open my window. Basically, my ex had a thing for the windows not being opened, and he didn't really like too much sunlight in the house. So for years, like, windows were never open, blinds were closed, right? And we broke up in 2019, and I was 2022. Whew, it's 2022. And I had a moment, obviously, October 26, 2021, where I was cooking, right? I was cooking and I was cleaning, and I was deep cleaning the house while I had some food on the stove. And I had candles lit, but in my mind, I thought, dang, I really wish I could open the window up. Mind you, my townhome is just for me and my son. Like, we're comfortable here. And we have been living, just the two of us, since 2019. And on this day, on 2021, October 2021, it hit me like, yo, sis, you can open up your window. It's your window. Like, you pay for it. Open the window up. And I had a serious moment where I just started sobbing. Like, I cannot believe it made me so happy to open up my window. And as I'm repeating it or talking about the blog now, it feels silly, but it's not silly. You know, a lot of us come out of relationships that are not necessarily physically abusive, but they may be psychologically abusive, you know, or emotionally abusive, or just maybe not abusive, but just draining, you know, psychologically draining, emotionally draining. And while we're in those relationships, we don't realize how much of ourselves get chipped away. You know, we don't realize how much of who we are is just diminishing, or how the things we like just slowly go out the window, or how sometimes you forget what you like. You know, like, I love my windows being completely open, and I honestly forgot. And for years, I couldn't do it. For years, I couldn't open my window. Like, that was a huge issue. So the windows were just not open, and I found other ways to get fresh air in, or other ways to make sure that, you know, the house smelled good without opening up a window, which is definitely possible. But I just love to open up my windows. And anyway, the point of this particular recording, right, is that share your story. Like, it is that you should share your story. There are so many people out there, men and women, who go through things on a consistent or a daily basis. And they feel like, I don't have anybody to talk to. You know, they feel like nobody's going to understand me. They feel like, you know, who am I to share this story? They feel like, what's the point? Nobody's going to get it, or it's going to sound small, you know? And the truth is, like, 8 times out of 10, somebody can relate to what you're going through. Somebody can relate to how you feel. Somebody can relate to your perspective of things. Somebody can relate. And when you feel, or when you realize, or when you see that somebody relates to you, somebody feels where you're coming from, somebody has been through what you've been through, whether it be better, worse, or same, it makes you kind of feel, I think relieved is the word. It makes you kind of feel like, oh, wow, like, I'm not alone, you know? And I think that sometimes for some people, whether you realize you need the feeling or not, but the feeling of, I don't know what the word is, okay? And I'm not the greatest with knowing what a whole bunch of words are, but the feeling of not feeling alone is such a big deal. It's such a, oh, it's a word I can't think of, but it's such a big deal. It makes you feel really, really good when you know, like, there are other people who have gone through what I go through, you know? And so I just wanted to share that. I wanted to share that if you're going through something, or if, whether it's good or bad, whether it's you're starting a business, or you're trying to have a baby, or your period is, like, ridiculous, which we'll talk about in another episode, or, you know, yo, you hate your job, or you need a new resume, like, put it out there. Just have a conversation about it, because there's so many other people who have gone through it, will go through it, or are going through it, and they need to hear from somebody who's gone through it or is going through it. They want to be able to discuss it or relate or feel like, okay, whew, at least it's not just me, you know? So I just wanted to come on and share that. Not a very thought out first episode to be diving back in, but that's what I wanted to say. So that's what I'm saying. Anyway, going forward, I plan to have at least 2 episodes out per month. If there's more, but at minimum, there's going to be 2. I'm really excited. This season, we're going to be talking about mental health. We are going to be talking about hormones and our monthly cycles. I'm going to be telling you guys about how I lost 20 pounds and how these extra 5 pounds are like, ugh, like the old boyfriend that just won't go away and is like blowing you up and just like on you. Like, that's how my 5 pounds are. They're just like, they're so stubborn and they just don't want to go away, and they love me, but I don't love them back. You know what I'm saying? I love them back because they're a part of me, I guess, but I'm ready to drop it, you know? We're going to talk about digital downloads and creating digital content. We're going to talk about the business I launched last year and how phenomenal it's doing. I'm going to talk about hairstylist life, mom life. Like, it's rough having a whole human being depending on you like 24/7. It's out of this world. But I love it, but it's crazy. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to talking to myself, but knowing that all of you are going to hear it. So look out for it because it's coming and I'm excited about it. All right. Bye, y'all.